It's now 7 after the hour. Hour number 2 of this weekend's visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to welcome you in for another hour of interesting conversation, information about the medical news this week, how it affects you. We have news about your health and diet as it connects. It always does. It connects to your lifestyle, connects to what you're doing for a living. Dr. Ken, George Bush, the father, went to the hospital because supposedly he had bronchitis this week at Houston's Methodist Hospital. He'd been in and out, apparently suffering from persistent respiratory issues. What's the deal? What do you think's going on with him? Bob Dole, similar thing, I think, going on with him.
Well, I hope it's nothing more than a correctable respiratory infection. He's not a young man. That's the understatement of the day. And often when the elderly get an infection in the lung, I don't know whether he also has a weak heart. It can tip them over and get heart failure, which can result in an admission. Sometimes it's a real strong bug. The immune system is 80-plus years old. It doesn't fight it as well. So the oral antibiotics aren't as effective. They may need intravenous antibiotics. I think that probably that's where we're at. There may be just an element of some heart failure with this. It's just a suspicion I have.
All right. 888-553-7536. Let us say hello to Diana, who's in California. Diana, what can Dr. Ken do for you, ma'am? Hello? Diana,
hello.
Not there? Yes, go ahead. You're on the air, ma'am.
Yes, I was diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis.
Boy, easy for you to say.
What is that, Ken?
It's a flesh-eating bacteria.
Yes.
Should be a doctor by now, but yeah, I understand.
Yes, it's an infection of the skin.
Right. I got hit by a baseball, and out of nowhere, man, it just turned out to be inflamed, and then I went to the hospital at 104.9 temperature, which, well, of course, naturally, I didn't know what was happening to me because my head was sweating.
This is what we usually think about as the flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, flesh-eating bacteria. And I went in, and you know, I was 37 at the time. Now, I just turned 47, and I actually only, I remember because I got out of the hospital on my birthday, which was
okay.
October
so, ma'am, can we get to the question? Well, how would you like Dr. Ken to help you?
Very, very serious problem. 1 in 4 people don't survive this, Diana. Congratulations, you've survived it. You have to make sure your immune system is strong. Make sure you don't have any chronic health problems, diabetes, cancer,
right,
liver, or kidney disease. And make sure if you get any cuts in your skin, you get clean them out. And sometimes having a viral infection before this can make it worse. People on steroid medicines where their immune system is weakened are at bigger risk for this. Do we know why you got this, Diana?
What?
The necrotizing.
No. They couldn't figure it out. It's like a phase, whatever. So that took forever.
What's your question?
My question is now, I still have, well, they said they died. I don't have children. I had a dog. And
Diana, you have to get to the question.
I have anxiety, severe anxiety / sleep seizures.
Right.
So I'll just, like, sometimes fall asleep, and I think I'm sleeping for 5 hours.
Diana, may I make a suggestion? And I don't mean to embarrass you or anything, but I think that it would be so helpful for you to talk to a therapist. And that'll help you so much with this?
Yes. Yeah. You need some help, ma'am. You need emotional and spiritual help. This is perfect.
Ask your primary care doctor to refer you to a therapist so you can have somebody to help talk with this. The therapist can then decide whether you also need medications. But that's where I would start.
One of the things that happens in situations like this, and I know we're trying to get to the point here because we have so many people that want to be heard, but in kindness, Diana, you're way beyond a medical diagnosis. Listening to your voice, listening to what the words are that are coming out of your mouth, there's a circle going around, and you haven't been able to break it, and you won't break it by yourself. You need to get some emotional and spiritual help, and that'll come from a professional, hopefully, that you can find. But my guess is, listening, this is the uncultured, unschooled guess, but I've been listening to people and talking to people on the radio for a lot of years, and when I hear a call like that, it screams out, help me, please, please help me. And that's what you need to do. It's not, Ken's not trying to embarrass you, nor am I, but you need to get to a serious point in your life where you realize that this is not just a medical, physical problem. And I wonder how many of those things, which comes first, the chicken or the egg in that, Ken?
No, well, this is like a post-traumatic stress disorder, Doug. Yeah. She is just so, she came close to death. One in four people, we need a little compassion. One in four people actually die with necrotizing fasciitis, and she probably came close to the end and now is having post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, and it's very serious. So, under the circumstances, our continuing to have a conversation with you, Diana, wouldn't work because we're not professionals in this area. We may have sympathy. We
well,
may
speak
have,
for yourself.
Well, professionals in terms of... I feel like I am a professional when it comes to dealing with matters of the mind oftentimes. But at any rate, there's a lot to be done there, and we wish you well. 888-553-7536. Kathy's in Ewing, Michigan. Hi, Kathy. What's up with you?
Hello, I am a 55-year-old woman. I have only medication I take is for hypertension, systolic 10 milligram and hydrochlorothiazide 25.
Two blood
and
pressure medicines.
For the last, what, pardon me?
Two blood pressure medicines.
Right. And I have been having for the last 2 weeks a pounding in my right ear. That's my only symptom. I went to the doctor, my internal medicine lady, and she took blood work and she did all kinds of stuff and found nothing wrong with me.
Kathy,
but I still continue to have this.
Kathy, give me a second. Let me slip in here. Did she put her stethoscope on your neck, on your right side of your neck, and listen?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. Because the thing that you're most concerned about here is what we call that you have a brewery, an extra noise, that you have a blockage in the pipe from the heart to the brain. And I don't want to alarm you, but with your history of high blood pressure, that's one risk factor for circulation issues. Your age, I mean this politely, over 50 for a female, that's a second risk factor. So you're at intermediate risk for having circulation issues in the body. And if you're hearing a pounding in the ear, you need to get yesterday a carotid ultrasound of the neck to make sure that the pipes from the heart to the brain are wide open. Hopefully it's nothing else. Did she look in the ear to just make sure it wasn't simple, you didn't have too much wax or anything?
No. She said there was,
okay.
Kathy, I've had ear problems in the past.
Give me a second. You know? I know this is stressful. Give me a second. This happens when you're not only lying on a pillow on that side of the neck, correct?
No, it happens I can feel it in the daytime.
Okay.
I work for,
because
you know,
I don't want to alarm everyone who's listening, because it's okay if you're lying on a pillow and you're pressing on your neck. You might hear your heart beating in your ear, so don't get alarmed by that. What it becomes concerning is, and it makes me want to do some further looking, is as you describe it, you know, you're doing your regular activities and you still hear it. It's very easy. The initial step is an ultrasound. No radiation, no injection, just a simple ultrasound probe on the surface of the neck, and you can quickly see the circulation, the pipes from the heart to the brain. Have that done yesterday, okay?
Okay.
There you go, ma'am. Get to work.
Don't do anything strenuous physically that would get your blood pressure up. And I'm just telling you this to be cautious. I'm being overprotective of you, Kathy. I don't want to see anything happen. Give us a call back if you can't get this resolved quickly. But talk to your doctor as soon as possible. You need a carotid ultrasound.
Monday, if not sooner. That's what happened to Edgar. You've heard me over the years talk about Edgar, who was my right-hand man here on my farm. Probably my best friend in many, many ways. At the end of his life last July, the day before, he had a headache, was uncomfortable, went to take a nap. He never took naps. and then came back, and you could tell by looking at him, he was woozy, and he died in his sleep that night at the age of 65. And when the work was done on him to figure out what the problem was, his carotid arteries were pretty much blocked. I wonder how that happens. So, I mean, his diet was always good, Ken. Maybe
the same way it happens anywhere in the piping. You have to know your numbers. Blood pressure, and cholesterol, blood sugar, inflammation in the circulation, diet, stress, family history, smoking, all of these things. Mm. Can we go to Don next?
We can do that in a moment or two. We have a few things to take care of first. 888-553-7536. The essence of what we were talking about earlier, if you're listening in the last hour, Dr. Ken was telling you about what happens with the men who need to maintain levels so that their body works properly, things function well, your libido, your energy, your stamina, all tied often to your testosterone level. This is a vital hormone for maintaining overall good health. And Ken has a suggestion on what product to use.
Okay, guys, everywhere you look, you know there's a new product. You look on radio, television, in the stores, because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire, and it even enhances muscle mass when you exercise. But the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level that you'll like a lot better. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow. That's what we've been talking about. And maximizing libido and performance also just takes this extra blood flow to get it to the max. So we're introducing T-Gen with Nitro Boost. It does all of this. It has ingredients which have been clinically shown to safely, that's why I like it, and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with Nitro Boost for only half price.
It is a clinically proven item. That's why Ken likes it. Clinically proven to safely and naturally raise free testosterone level in your system and boost nitric oxide to your body. So if you're interested in trying T-Gen, the special deal that has been put together, if you're going to call 800-317-9865 to order T-Boost with, I'm sorry, T-Gen with Nitro Boost, tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken, they'll sell it to you for half price. Half price at 317-9865. That's 800-317-9865. The telephone number for a strong libido, better performance, and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the number, order the product. T-Gen with Nitro Boost telling you listening to Dr. Ken. 800-317-9865.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Can you imagine going to the doctor online? This is not far-fetched. Dr. Ken's going to have information on how some doctors are working on Skype.
Not by their own choice.
Have your doctor visits by Skype. Hey, 21 after.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen. We're taking your calls at 888-553-7536, trying to update you on the news of the week as well. Here's Don calling us from Appleton, Wisconsin. Don, good to have you on our program. What can we do for you, sir?
Okay, thank you. I really enjoy your program.
Good.
I'm a veteran from the Vietnam era, mm-hmm. and I lost my high-pitched hearing, and I got ringing in my ear. And I just want to say the VA in Appleton here, the clinic, they just super take care of us. I mean, it's if all the clinics were like this, you'd see a lot of happy people.
Don, I've heard that. I take care of a lot of people who spend the winter in Central Florida and live in your neck of the woods in the summer. Boy, that would be a great life, wouldn't it?
And, yes, it would. Even the Milwaukee Hospital, I've never really seen anybody complain about it.
I've heard a lot of good things about your VA from my patients personally. And as I was mentioning to Doug, in my training, I worked at three VAs as a medical student, intern, resident, and fellow at the Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Durham VAs. And I'm so grateful. I learned a ton of medicine through the VA system. But my experience is that there's a lot of variability. There's a lot of people who are incredibly dedicated to our vets who deserve, you know, if they have a service-connected issue, they deserve everything we can possibly do for them. But on the other hand, there are some people there that they just are counting the days until they get their retirement payment. So it just is very variable.
It depends on a lot of things, as Ken's explaining. More often than not, though, Don, we do hear a lot of complaints from vets who come back,
yeah.
and they don't get treated well in any number of ways. And this is just one of them. This is the most, obnoxious of all of the complaints that the vets have. And maybe it affects those who are newer or fresher out of the service than it does, although I'm the same age as you are, or I'm out of that era of the Vietnam War, and there were a lot of people who were not only mistreated medically, they were just ignored by the
yep.
system because the country didn't like what they'd done, and foolishly we blamed guys in uniform like you for the problems that LBJ and McNamara and Bill Moyes created. It was on them, it wasn't on you.
You were a youngster yep. in Vietnam, weren't you?
Yes, I was, right out of high school.
Yeah, wow.
Bless
right.
your heart.
Yeah, well, you've explained, you've helped us understand how it is there where you are. We appreciate your call, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Don.
888-553-7536. James is in Sugar Tree, Tennessee. James, how may Dr. Ken Kronos help you out?
Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, my wife, years ago, she was diagnosed as being bipolar, and just a couple of years ago, that diagnosis was changed to PSDS, or PDSD, and she's also been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And a lot of times, her pain is debilitating for her, and I was wondering if there might be something that would help with her pain.
Has she been actually diagnosed with fibromyalgia?
Yes, she has.
Okay. Fibromyalgia is this challenging issue where you have pain from head to toe. Every area in your body hurts. It hurts if you just gently touch it, and doctors will do tests from head to toe, and we just don't come up with anything. For many years, too often, and not for good reasons, doctors would assume that these people were either making it up, malingerers we call them, or had a psychological problem. But now we're a lot smarter, and we realize that this is a real disorder. You have musculoskeletal pain. It's often accompanied by fatigue, sleep, memory, and mood issues. And there's just an amplification of painful sensation affecting the way your brain processes the pain signals. And there are probably abnormalities in the chemistry within the brain, and we're just beginning to learn how to deal with that. I love for fibromyalgia an alternative product that actually has been shown in good peer-reviewed studies to be effective. It's called Korvalin. It's a five-carbon sugar, D-ribose. It's a natural product that helps build up the ATP. That's, if you remember your high school biology, that's what's used to, the body burns for energy. And D-ribose, Korvalin is the brand name. It's just a food. It's you just can't get enough of it in your diet alone. And this has been shown actually by a physician who had fibromyalgia himself. And two-thirds of people who take the Korvalin have a very nice improvement. There are now some traditional medications that are effective. We use the usual pain medicines that you've probably had no help with, Tylenol or all those non-steroidals like Advil and Motrin. But some of the antidepressants have been shown to work, like Cymbalta. Also, some of the anti-seizure medications have been shown to work, like Neurontin and Lyrica. But I would go and make sure you have a doctor who's experienced in taking care of this. If you get a doctor who just rolls his, or she rolls their eyes and poo-poos this, you know, you're talking to Dr. Rip Van Winkle. You need another one.
All right. Check out. That's a great, man. That was a good one. A good, fast one. Right to it. Dr. Ken, with help like that for you at 888-553-7536 on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Weekend 888-553-7536. That's the number to join us here. The Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert. He's taking your calls right now, whatever it may be, whether it's you or somebody in your family, it's a friend, it's some experience you've had medically with a doctor, whatever it is. You got an itch in your ear? Call us. 888-553-7536. The Skype reality. Man, oh man. We talk about nationalized health care like they have in Great Britain. The British system, Canadian system is pretty similar to that. Now you visit your doctor online, which seems to me to be a hard way to get him to take your pulse, to put the stethoscope on your lungs and your heart and figure out what's going on. But listen, a lot of technology breakthroughs, maybe that can happen, Kim. Maybe there's a way you do it yourself and it plugs into some portal on a computer and it gets to the doctor and he can read it and say, okay, you're fine. Or wait a minute, what's that little node on your kidney? Maybe that can all be done online, huh?
Well, I hope this technology, if it is used, adds to what we...
By the way, folks, that was called a setup. Excuse me, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have a sophisticated audience. They knew that.
Yeah, okay.
And I hope this technology adds to what we physicians currently have to help you and doesn't replace or substitute for what we're already doing, because that's the concern that's coming out of Great Britain this week. And it was announced in England that a primary care doctor visit is going to be replaced by a Skype consultation in a bid to save the National Health Service £3 billion pounds a year. So these virtual clinics, they'll save money, but they may put lives at risk. The appointments are conducted on iPads and Skype, and the test results delivered by text message. So if you're not technologically savvy in Great Britain, I don't know what's going to happen. It seems to me like you're going to be left behind. And again, this technology, from my humble opinion, should add to a strong face-to-face doctor-patient relationship, but it should not replace it.
All right. There you go. Imagine that happening in America. Remember the old Jay and the American song, Only in America. Yeah, da, 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 da.
You do that pretty well.
Maybe you don't remember that. 888-553. The problem is you do remember it. 888-553-7536. Deborah in Macon, Georgia, what can Dr. Ken help you with, ma'am? Go ahead.
Good morning. Well, what you just said is pretty frightening. I nearly died with them putting their hands all over me. Listen, I have nodes, and they're small, but I have them, the most recent one, on my thyroid, but I have them on my kidney, my bladder, my lungs, my pancreas, and as I just said, my thyroid, and I'm just curious, is this something that is common? Also, I have spurs, literally, from my neck to my toes, and even after having knee surgery done arthroscopically, they grew back, and never had them removed from my knees. But is this something that is common? And while I know the body is one fine-tuned machine, could it come from my recent diagnosis of lupus?
Oh, absolutely. That is definitely a common cause, and you may have solved the puzzle for me. You see, you always listen to the patient. They'll tell you what's going on. A lymph node, Deborah, these are small round or bean-shaped clusters of cells, and they're just combinations of what we call lymphocytes, which produce proteins that actually can capture the foreign body. But there's a lot of reasons why you can get a lot of enlarged lymph nodes, which are an important part of the immune system, which helps us fight these foreign bodies and infections. But strep throat, measles, ear infections, mono, which Doug was talking about, HIV are the common infections, tuberculosis, sexually transmitted diseases, cat scratch fever, toxoplasmosis. Those are some of the uncommon infections. But the immune system, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, very common causes, and then cancer, lymphoma, leukemia, and other cancers that have metastasized or spread to the lymph nodes all can cause this. But it sounds to me, you know, there's an old expression in medicine, in the middle of the night when you hear hoofbeats, don't think of zebras. And as an aside, if you saw the zebra and pony video on YouTube this week, you'll love it. But but in the middle of the night, you don't think of zebras, and common things occurring commonly. You know, I'm giving you all the old medicine ways that we diagnose these old hackney phrases, cliches, but where I'm going is that it really sounds to me like if you have lupus, that's most likely what the issue is. Has anybody thought that you needed a biopsy to make sure?
No, they said that they were much too small. I was very concerned, particularly one on the pancreas. My mother died of pancreatic cancer. But no, they've not,
Are they getting bigger?
The ones on my lung have been checked. My lungs collapsed in surgery after I had thoracic
Let me give you some reassurance. Your doctors are, you know, I'm limited here right now with you, and I'm doing a Skype. You need a face-to-face visit with a really good doctor, starting off with an internist, and then you may need a hematology oncology doctor and a rheumatologist. You know,
I have those.
Okay, and you need to go face to face and ask them if they're sure of the diagnosis of why you have this. Are they sure it's the lupus? Lupus is an autoimmune disease that can affect head to toe. The immune system attacks it, and it's a disease that finally we have some treatment for it, but it can be very challenging to treat. But if they're not sure, then you need a lymph node biopsy to pin down the diagnosis and go from there.
Alrighty. Well, they kind of shunned it off. I've just been diagnosed with the lupus.
Do they think it's due to the lupus?
It says systemic
erythematosus. Deborah, yes. Your doctors are not communicating adequately with you. You need to ask them face to face. You said you have a rheumatologist and and an oncologist.
Correct.
Ask them both face to face, what is my diagnosis? If they don't immediately, quickly tell you with certainty, then say, how come we're not going to do a lymph node biopsy?
Thank you kindly.
Yes, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Direct questions, direct answers. Sometimes they don't feel good, but you know that Dr. Ken has your best interest at heart. You can find that out by looking at the Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend. It comes out every weekend. This weekend, for those who are developing their age quotient, gee, that's all of us. What do we have in terms of aging medicine?
The latest news in the medical journals on the deaths of your doctors, the latest news relating to aging that comes out of the medical journals in the last month.
All right. Exercise, 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 exercise. Is there something else? Eating well, exercising. Although there was something interesting about if you run a lot, it may affect your heart negatively. This week, do you have a quick summation of that? I know I saw that in the back of my mind.
What you saw was that marathon running, too many marathons can actually wear the heart out and kill you. I think that's what you were thinking. That was a study reported this week.
Yeah.
So just talk to your doctor before you run a marathon and just listen to your body carefully and don't overdo it.
Yeah. The people I've seen that are runners who are best equipped to sort of stand in for life. Sometimes these runners get so thin, there's nothing going on in their body. They look at some of those marathon runners that win the Boston Marathon or the New York Marathon or the LA.
They're addicted to running.
My God, they have no, they're just skin and bones. The best running is combined, I think, for those who are interested in trying to figure it out with a good muscle activity, weightlifting, the only thing the running does is sort of affect your calves, I guess, in your in terms of muscles, your butt.
You want to go to Alaska?
Alaska. I want to do a couple of things before we get to Alaska. One of them is to inform. We had a conversation this week. Actually, you found out doing some research. This story about a man and a woman. We talked about it earlier, so I want you to tell people about these two folks who are fighting the same cancer, and it's an unusual cancer in that it's breast cancer.
This is an odd, eerie, sad story, and this is a man and a woman who are both cancer researchers, basic scientists, well-trained people, and first the wife developed breast cancer, and then the husband developed breast cancer. And you begin to wonder whether there's something in their environment, even though both of them do not publicly admit to it, but you certainly wonder whether there's something that they're being both exposed to within their research. I'd be very careful about looking into how they've been operating for the past few decades.
Yeah. These are folks who are trying to see. They're at Anderson Cancer Center at the University of Texas. That's where they do their research. So you got to wonder what's going on in the research lab. I think that's the question.
I'd they're love to know 50s. How much radiation they're being exposed to with their research.
Isn't that something, I mean, when men get breast cancer, isn't that the kind of thing? What causes breast cancer in men? Anything different than what causes it in women?
Well, let's go get the Nobel Prize. We'll find out. It's just a lot less common in men because I think the difference is in their hormonal makeup. But breast cancer can occur in men. Men, you get a lump in your breast. Don't poo-poo it. It's just so much less common.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. The young fellow in Anchorage, Matt, would like to speak to Dr. Ken. And strangely enough, Matt, Dr. Ken wants to speak to you. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a regular body temperature fluctuation. And I get cold when I'm hot. But then I get cold sweats.
Matt, I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling. Have you taken your temperature when you feel cold or hot?
Yeah, it's usually 98 or 99.
So does your temperature that you measure with a thermometer change when you feel differently?
Yeah.
When you feel hot, your temperature that you measure with the thermometer goes up?
Yeah, but this happens on a daily basis, pretty much.
Daily basis.
Wow. Yeah.
But you are, what's the highest temperature you've measured with a thermometer?
100.
100.5. Well, you know, I'd be concerned that there might be some infection in your body going on.
Okay.
And I would, have you been to, do you have a good family doctor?
I'm going to see him on Monday.
Okay, right. Good. Don't be alarmed. You know, usually, today, fortunately, we have good medications for infections. But are you having any other symptoms other than the changes in body temperature?
I have really bad fatigue.
Fatigue.
So
low energy.
Besides the fatigue, do you have any other symptoms? You're coughing, stiff neck, sore throat, coughing. When you pass your water, does it hurt? Any diarrhea? Any abdominal discomforts, shortness of breath, coughing?
Stiff neck.
Stiff neck?
Yes.
Do you have headaches?
Not often, but recently, yes.
You didn't get an injection in your in any of your joints with a steroid, I hope, in the last few months?
No.
Okay. And have you had any confusion, you know, just feeling a little confused and not able to get your thoughts the way they should be?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you definitely need to be checked. You know, I want to make sure there's nothing going on infection-wise, inflammation-wise, and that would be the next step, Matt. I'm glad you're seeing your physician. Okay? Just have a boring weekend, okay?
There you go, sir. 888-553-7536. All right, so, Ken, you do a lot of talking about the essence of your life, which is keeping people healthy. One of the things, as I've said often, I said it earlier today, the connection of the mind to the body. And if you look good, you will feel good, and vice versa. If you're not taking care of your appearance, especially get into the holidays, there is there's sort of a disconnect. But you found something, we've actually found it together, to help people with the teeth that may, you know, we were talking earlier about how everything is connected, the mouth, et cetera, et cetera. So let's talk about the way power swabs help people with the stained yellow teeth medically.
Okay. Every day we sit here and talk about health, and feeling good is a top priority, Doug. But looking healthy, as you say, is just as important. And there's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that ugly look. It's called Power Swabs. And I use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent. That's why I like it, to remove stains from your teeth. But best of all, it works in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs, they were developed by a dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in just 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. You can call for your risk-free sample, and Doug will tell you how.
Power Swabs works on all of your teeth, no matter what. You got bonded teeth, you have veneers, caps, crowns, all that stuff. Today, call for Power Swabs, 800-867-4089. Learn how you can save 50% off the retail price. Just tell me listening to Dr. Ken, you get 50% off right away, 800-867-4089. Risk-free, that is, if it doesn't work, you don't have to pay, get your money back. It's really a wonderful product, 800-867-4089.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught. trying to sell it online. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Not a cloud to spoil a view, but it's raining, raining in my heart.
It's now 53 minutes past the hour, and we are going to visit Dr. Ken and I with Rob Martin, who's here. He's a product development specialist, and he's come here, Ken, to speak with us about the two latest nutritional breakthroughs in men's sexual performance, the combination that you've been talking about of T-Gen and NitroBoost, so that we get a sort of medical background between the two of you as to how this all works. So, Rob, welcome in. Dr. Ken is very interested in quizzing you on some of the effects of these two products together, T-Gen and NitroBoost.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, it's nice to have Rob Martin back with us. He's a health radio host and product development specialist. We've talked to him before. He's here to speak with us about, as Doug said, these two latest nutritional breakthroughs in men's sexual performance, T-Gen and NitroBoost. And I'm just going to ask him some questions that we have about it, and hopefully he'll tell us about these products. I had the good fortune of speaking with him this week personally, and he really enlightened me about these products, and I like them. Rob, if a man is looking for, let's say, an improvement in his personal sexual life, why should he consider these products?
Well, look, as we age, these issues befall all of us. And we've been searching for years for natural ways of boosting testosterone, boosting blood flow to the genitalia. And we've made some real strides in recent years. We now have substances that will boost testosterone, which is crucial for a man as he ages. Healthy testosterone really equals youthful vitality in many ways, including in the bedroom. And so we're very proud of this particular product, the T-Gen, because the studies are so strong on it. And then when you combine that with an arginine booster like the NitroBoost, which increases nitric oxide in the blood vessels, which increases blood flow, this is a very dynamic combination for a man's sexual performance, his satisfaction, his drive, his desire. and it's safe, it's natural, you don't have to worry about side effects. So it's really an important development for men's health.
Well, Rob, obviously sexual performance is a crucial concern for any man, but are there any other benefits a man can expect from taking these products?
Well, doctor, that's the real beauty, because the studies are very strong showing that now if a man can maintain his testosterone levels in a normal range, we're not talking about some crazy stuff, in a normal range, he's at lower risk for heart issues, for blood sugar issues, for issues with mood. And so it's very important for a man's overall health to keep testosterone levels at a youthful level. And as for blood flow, well, you know, to anything that improves our circulation, it supports healthy blood pressure. And so these are whole body healthy products we're talking about.
And this is a question I asked you when we talked personally during the week. I want you to share your answer to all of our listeners. Is it safe for older men to raise their testosterone levels?
Yeah, well, if it's in the normal range, absolutely. And it's crucial to keep those testosterone levels up. I mean, that's why we've been exercising all the... you don't realize it, but one of the reasons guys are pumping iron into older ages is because it helps to lift those testosterone levels, to maintain them. But even if you work out diligently, they will decline over time. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4% a year, it's going to come down. So here we have something that'll boost it up. And the studies on the ingredient T-Gen show that you get this significant boost in your free testosterone. That's the key thing. That's the active fraction of the testosterone. But it stays in a normal range. This is very important. You're not going to become a bodybuilder or a wrestler or something.
I've seen other testosterone-boosting products on the market. Rob, how is T-Gen different, if at all?
Well, we wanted to go one step further. Prostate health is crucial to all of us as we age. Testosterone, prostate health, they're all tied together. So what we did with the T-Gen product is we included ingredients like phytosterols, zinc, selenium, that both support the health of the prostate long term, but also support prostate function, urine flow, bladder emptying, so guys aren't jumping out of bed all night long. So in this product, you're getting a prostate support formula along with a testosterone support formula.
All right, let me get the information so that folks know how they get this quickly. 800-317-9865. Get it direct from the distributor, T-Gen, with Nitro Boost. Special deal, if you mention Dr. Ken, you'll pay half price and you get a 90-day money-back guarantee. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, so you get all the benefits that Rob and Dr. Ken were just talking about. 800-317-9865. Good thing to do would be...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.